this thing out.
Very excited for this demo, God. I have two people in the studio at the moment. Maeve McCurdy, welcome.
Kia ora.
I've heard so much about you.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have. I have.
Wild.
And Finn Johansson, I know all about you.
Hello.
Yeah, good. Okay, so this one I'm really looking forward to because of the prompt that you chose, Maeve.
Spectacle, I believe, yeah, was the prompt. And then we ended up going in a kind of gorillas making a fake band of frogs that we named and gave personalities to.
Which is kind of spectacular if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because the great spectacle of music actually went to the title of the track.
Yeah, what did we end up calling it?
I think we ended up calling it Traipsing Through the Swamp, parentheses, Every Little Froggy Got a Love. But it was called Bloodstream Spectacle at one point.
Bloodstream Spectacle. Interesting title.
It kind of has three titles, I guess.
All
right, so let's take us back. Last week we heard Maeve, Finn told us that you were already working on the track. You'd done it quite early on, so it was maybe not a rush job this time?
Oh, it was such a chill one for me. You were busting your ass.
Oh, it was a rush job for me. But
but that's the thing. I feel like you worked hard on it, you worked hard on it, you didn't put it off. You know, like you were sending me mixes all week, and then maybe it was only a rush job because it was such a huge amount of work anyway.
It was such a ridiculous song.
Thank you for doing the mix, by the way. Honestly, this was very chill for me. You did an absolutely fantastic
job. Finn came around one day. He has this strange habit of being in my house right before I release something, which we kept that up.
Yeah,
because I released a live album. And
we played a track off the live album.
Oh, sick! Awesome.
Played Faye.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
We took our ADHD medication, as one does, and
Together?
Yeah.
Yeah, together. Maeve was like, it is time.
A ritual. Yeah, and then
what is that medication, incidentally? Okay, no, don't.
Minus Lysics amphetamine.
I missed that, don't worry.
Mine is whatever's going.
Yes, okay. I believe that's the truth. Maeve, last week Finn did the big build-up for you, of course, and we played a couple of tracks. We had a little bit of discussion about the pronunciation, didn't we, of the live track, Maeve and the Morrigan. Which was at Isdale.
Tuatidanen. Tuatidanen.
Ah, very good. Yeah. You got it right, Finn. It was great.
Finbar Haley Castry Johansson. I feel like if you're not getting your Gelga pronunciation right, what are you doing?
Then it's selfish, isn't it? You only pronounce your own name.
Yeah, true.
And that was live at Isdale Studios, and we also had a discussion about whether that's Andrew Isdale.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So great tracks. Thank you for the introduction.
He made it sound. Oh, it sounds so good. I love the sound of that room, and how he makes it. It's
good. And that's on Bandcamp. If you want to go there and listen to that. And for those who may be getting slightly confused, formerly Lee.
Yeah, I was Lee in all caps. The I Still Love the Moon one and the March at the Cucks one. That's me.
Okay.
Same person. Lee is my middle name, and I used to perform music under my dead name and then started performing music as Lee. And then by the time I found an actual name for myself and legally changed it and everything, I started to get annoyed when people would call me Lee. I'd be like, fuck you, that's not my name. And then I was like, no, this is my fault. I should just change it.
Yeah, and what was the choice for Maeve? And we also discussed the pronunciation of Maeve.
Maeve. For me, it's I kind of discovered the shape-shifting Celtic deity, the Morrigan, which I have tattooed on my arm there in crow form. And
cool.
Historically, in the Toyne, a book of Irish myth, the Morrigan has a kinship with Queen Maeve of Connaught, and I don't know. It just kind of happened. My D&D character was called Maeve, and my friends would call me Maeve during D&D, and then D&D would stop, and then they would stop, and I would get sad. I don't know. Just kind of a nice little series of coincidences.
Okay, so it is, and it's Maeve and the Morrigan then, singular.
Well, the Morrigan, because it's a shape-shifting deity, generally, Baive, Macha, Namain, and Morrigu are different deities that are also the Morrigan. So I was kind of a joke that I had a three-headed band because there were three of them. And then also there's a whole bunch of different ones you can add in.
Are they singular or plural?
The Morrigan?
Morrigan, it's one.
Morrigan, plural.
Plural, I get it.
Technically, because
yeah, okay.
it's a shapeshifter. I don't know.
I have to correct it on the BFM podcast site, on the B-cast.
Well, there's multiple people. Well, the Morrigan was just what I called the band.
Yeah, no, I said Morrigans.
Oh. With a Z.
No, with a Z. Anything with a Z, don't you think?
Apart from gorillas, I guess.
Gorillas, yeah, maybe. True.
Okay, all right. So coming
Maeve's
back,
and the Morrigans.
So Maeve and the Morrigan coming back to this particular Demo God track. What did you bring to this that comes from Maeve and the Morrigan? What did you both bring to it?
Maeve and the Morrigan is so Maeve McCurdy is how I release my music. It's just me in my room, and I kind of realized as I was writing with it, I was like, oh, I haven't actually like collaborated from scratch in a while. It was wild because my live band brings my lonely chaos to life in like a collaborative,
like you make the track and then they all learn the parts.
Well, they change the parts and make things different.
But you were very sweet. You were like, Finn, do you want to jump in the hot seat? And
yeah,
I don't know how to use
Fruity
Loops.
At one point.
yeah, I think you went to the bathroom and you came back and I had a, what if I make this go straight into your bloodstream? Yeah. Oh, so the lyrics, here's a good point. Everything Maeve said that was in any way slightly epic made it into the song in the form of lyrics. So I was just writing down everything she said, catching her pearls of wisdom as they dropped. And then, pretty much everything I sing first came out of the mouth of Maeve. And then you came out with, we had like a little piggyback of that because you were struggling with lyrics for yourself at the end and then you took inspiration from someone else's speakings.
Yeah, we had this game that I play with my flatmates where you do like a... everyone says a theme and then everyone goes and around and cues a song that fits the theme. And my girlfriend Rin said, you find yourself traipsing through a swamp, like lost in a swamp. What's the soundtrack to that? And so I was like really struggling to come up with chorus vocals. And then I stole that line. And it's
because frogs are swamp dwelling. Yeah, and this is made ostensibly by a band of frogs. Was it Midiyama and...
Leopold was the guitarist.
Leopold. We sketched all these frogs and we gave them each one of these frogs, which are the band members of this virtual band playing this song that you're about to hear. We gave them all names, we gave them all traits, and then we lost the piece of paper.
We did. I lost the piece of paper.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
on me.
Hey.
What, in the van?
No, we went over to Maeve's house for this.
Oh, okay. Rob,
this was an outing for Demo Gods.
Right.
Have you seen the van?
What's the van?
It's where all the magic happens.
Wow.
As far as I knew, the magic just happened in my bedroom.
Yeah. Well, you might think that.
Oh. So, traipsing through the swamp, every little froggy got a love.
Yep.
Have I got the name right?
Or bloodstream spectacle, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, okay. And the great spectacle of music was the prompt. And how do you feel in terms of those two marrying up?
Yeah, I think it's perfect. I think I feel like our samba breakdown really sealed the deal.
Oh, yeah.
Your samba breakdown.
Well, there's like doomy shoegaze. Let's not spoil it.
Let's not spoil it. Let's go. Maybe we'll listen and then we'll have a little debrief afterwards. How's that?
Okay, Maeve McCurdy and Finn Johansson. Maeve's our demo god this week. They got together and they put out, we're only going to hear it once, but there is a album in the works, I believe, Finn. We'll talk about that in a moment. Traipsing Through the Swamp, Every Little Froggy Got a Love. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that is so good. I love it. Maeve McCurdy and Finn Johansson, and it's called Traipsing Through the Swamp, Every Little Froggy Got a Love. Good work, you two.
Yeah, fantastic work.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Our demo god this week, Maeve McCurdy. Some of the instruments in there that you've brought in are so good. That trumpet sound?
Yeah, thank you.
Is it a trumpet?
It's a trumpet with a weird little mouthpiece in it to make it sound.
Isn't trumpet your like most theory instrument? Didn't you go to uni for trumpet or something? Didn't you train in the trumpet?
I've been playing trumpet since I was like 8 years old. I was talking to Jono of the Beths at one of the Day Bus Jazz Orchestra things the other day, who asked if I played trumpet, like about my trumpet playing. I was like, yeah, I was like a prodigy at 8 years old, and I never got any better.
Hell yeah. That's the millennial way.
Good line.
Yeah. Gifted and then
I was a prodigy at 8 years old.
Immediate fall off.
I can't solo with one, but what I can do is unplug the mouthpiece from the trumpet and then go and then transcribe that and then teach myself how to play what I played on, what I made up on the mouthpiece. That's how I did that little trumpet solo.
It's so good. I think we even mentioned this term, prog rock.
Yeah, I like to call it prog rock, but I don't know how.
There's prog rock, swamp rock. There's some shoegazy doobie stuff in there. There's some like samba-y, jazzy stuff, and then there's some folksy, emo-y stuff.
You certainly followed the brief, the great spectacle of music.
Yeah. It was the perfect prompt.
So
in
good.
In a perfect world, we would have had an extra week, and it would have been about double the length with about double the genres.
Well, that's the thing, I guess, with it being a demo, you don't have that grace to have that much time. You came up with just such a great track. Well done.
Constraints are good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are good. And it is a demo, so it doesn't have to be perfect,
that's
although
true.
It's pretty perfect.
Yeah, and I do want to say, you made my week very easy, Maeve.
Oh, th- Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. And just earlier we were discussing, just very quickly mentioned, the possible compilation of all of our demo gods. Would you be into that, Maeve?
I'd be keen. I was honestly thinking of, I've already uploaded it to Bandcamp as a draft, and I was gonna
have
try
you?
And release. I was just gonna release it this afternoon, but I can wait.
Oh well, it can appear on both.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm
still drawing the album cover, so you've got at least 2 hours to put the compilation together.
Incredible. I don't think we should try and stop the train, the Maeve train.
No, don't stop the Maeve train. Just as I was about to call for people texting if they'd like to have a compilation, the monitor seems to be flashing on and off. I'm having one of those days where technology is...
We could pour a cup of coffee on it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. This one says, if I can read it quickly before it goes off again, F yeah, that guitar is crazy.
Hell yeah.
So that was good. And one should never substitute an S for a Z. It's so ghetto. That's right up there with substituting a KS for an X, as in works, W-O-R-X, instead of works, as it's normally spelled.
You can have opinions. We don't need to.
You are the
we love we
the one liner queen. Okay, so tell me about your forthcoming gigs.
Okay, you go first, Maeve.
All right. I have a gig at Whammy Public Bar on the 25th of March. Doors open at 5 p.m. Music starts at 7 p.m. It'll be me with my band. And opening for us is Tawila Brown, who I went to high school with. And the last time we did a gig together was probably 2019. So this will be lovely, and I'm really looking forward to hearing their music. And whatever their music is doing at the moment.
Excellent. Yeah. And Finn, you're doing something this week, I believe.
Yeah, this Wednesday I'm playing at Whammy Bar with my new lineup, new band. Got a sick-ass new band. And then I've also managed to get hold of a gooseneck microphone to come out of my chest. It's like a Britney Spears microphone. You know how she had the headset microphone? I wanted one of those, like a David Byrne mic. But you can't do mic technique. You can't move your mouth closer and further away from the mic if it's attached to your head. So I've attached a microphone to my chest so I can run around the stage singing, but also move my head closer and further away from the mic. I've attached my guitar to a keyboard stand so I don't have to have the guitar on my body. I can walk up and shred if I want, or I could just walk off. We've got the treadmill out. I'm sussing out the tempos for the treadmill so I can strut. And if anybody wants to know the band lineup, we've got Finn Eichner on the bass, we've got Thomas Friggins on the drums, we've got Millie Tabak from Millie and the Milltones on acoustic guitar, and Arahi himself on other electric guitar. The only man who can shred harder than Eddie Van Halen.
Did you say what the name of your band is?
We don't have a band name yet.
Oh, you don't?
Just Finn Johansson plus band. But we've got Hina opening for us.
Finn Johansson's.
Ooh.
No.
Finjo Benson. But we do have Hina opening for us, who's a beautiful songwriter who just released her latest single yesterday. So check that out as well. I think it's called Coco.
I think all three of us, me, you and Hina, were at Exploding Rainbow.
Yes, we've all done Exploding Rainbow. Ha.
Okay.
But also you were filming it.
Yes.
Yeah. So this texter says, would love a compilation. Going to get Maeve's one ASAP though.
Oh, hell cool. Yeah. I'm drawing an album cover, which is me and Finn staring at a bunch of frogs. And I'll upload it later today if I finish the artwork.
Please do.
So
exceptionally talented, Maeve. You've got so many things on the go. You've also brought in this really cool little Polaroid camera.
Yeah. My boyfriend Jake bought it for me, and I have, I think, taken too many Polaroids in the past year or so.
What a wonderful little thing that
I've filled at least 2 photo albums.
The little photos that it takes are like maybe 4 or 5 centimeters by 8 centimeters, something like that.
We've got to get Karen an Instax.
We got to get you one.
Yeah.
Your excitement is
I am so lovely. Excited by it and that track. And I thank you so much for bringing it to us. Maeve.
Pleasure.
Thanks everyone for listening. And thanks for having me. It was an absolute pleasure. And,
you knocked it out of the park, mate.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes, you did.
I've been wanting to be, I don't know, Finn has such a chaotic, wholesome and joyous energy. And it's very fun to be set loose in a recording situation with them.
Mm. Vice versa. Huge pleasure.
Well, nice work, you too.
ADHD manifest.
Maeve McCurdy and Finn Johansson. And as Maeve said, I see that in a very DJ voice, traipsing through the swamp. Every little froggy got a love.
Hell yeah.
And that's going to be on Bandcamp, what, in a couple of hours, you reckon?
Yeah, leeapparently.bandcamp.com. L-E-I-G-H. I should probably update that URL now that I'm Maeve McCurdy and not Lee.
Oh, it's admin.
You've got so much to do.
That's every username on everything. I can't be bothered changing it.
Yeah. You should do a zine afterwards about how to change your name online when you've got a band and you change your actual name.
True.
Because people will want to do that. People will be going, having your experience and being overwhelmed with all the admin.
It's a good transgender resource, I feel like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
If you could only make some money out of it.
Zinefest. Right. Open Zinefest.
Because otherwise it just really is admin, isn't it?
Yeah, more admin. Yeah, my idea was giving her more admin.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Karen.
Great to meet you, Maeve. Talk to you next week, Vin.
See you later.